B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's a big 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic. 610-622-0975. We're having a little fun today based on the NFL and holding their mock draft. We're holding our own mock draft. And it's like, you know, I don't want people to get, because we're getting a lot of like, well, Bo Jackson was the greatest athlete or Deion Sanders was the best athlete. It's not as much about the physical ability of guys as much as it is about you being an all-time great. Right? Now, Bo Jackson, you can look at and go, a sensational athlete, but he wasn't an all-time great.
Right. Deion, at least, is an all-time great.
Right, he's
great.
In the Hall of Fame, but even Deion, who hasn't been selected yet, goes below or lower than the all-time the athletes that we consider all-time all-timers.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's better than some people that have been picked.
Right, he's going to come up soon.
He's better than, I could name a few guys.
Yeah, there's been a couple faulty selections, but we expected that. Not everybody can be on the same page. Guys were taken. Like, Mariano Rivera is the most ridiculous selection at 13 that I've ever seen. Seriously.
I
don't want to diminish the guy's greatness, but come on, 13?
Well, the yes, but I honestly think Lindros at 33 is worse.
Not as bad. Like, second round could never be as bad as a first round 13th in a lottery pick.
When you're talking about every athlete to ever be born, I feel like it's pretty bad.
Wait, but the best was when Mike went, Eric Lindros, Joe Montana.
Come on, man.
Then I went with Wilt.
Willie Mays pick below Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, okay. Seriously. That's the worst pick.
All right. by the way, health heroes. We want to salute the folks because we never want to forget about the people on the front lines and the health workers and, helping out everybody and putting themselves at risk. And we have nominated health heroes all for less a couple of weeks now. Today, Shane Murphy. And Shane is an ER nurse at Insignia Hospital. He works the overnight shift. And during this pandemic, had worked as many hours as they need him. And when not at the hospital, Shane is the volunteer fireman who goes from the hospital right to the station to see what is needed next. He sacrifices all of his personal time to help others. So, Shane Murphy, nice job. And go to 975thefanatic.com right now. You can nominate a health hero you would like us to highlight. Just check out our webpage, our social media pages, and listen on air every day to see if your health hero will be highlighted. Every health hero we highlight will receive a $50 Dunkin' gift card. This is all me and made possible. Our great friends at Pierce Phelps, Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Dealers, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your family comfortable at home. Go to nopaybryant.com and find an expert Bryant dealer in your area who can help make sure your air conditioning system is working properly. Now, the 5 o'clock hour, as always, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. And Guided Door and Window would like to acknowledge that the health and safety of our community remains at the forefront of our minds. And together, we're going to get through this difficult time and come out of it stronger than ever. So everybody, please hang in there. Let's go back to the phones with John in Bucks County. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, John?
I watched that Last Dance last night. Mm-hmm. It was a great show. I mean, I was impressed by everything I saw that Jordan did. And I really loved Wilt before Jordan came along and found out how much of a great player he really was. He could shoot from anywhere and make it. I mean, today I think he would make it with any team.
Who, you know, Jordan?
Jordan, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. But he didn't show great range in the NBA.
No.
He rarely took three-point shots. And that's because he didn't need to.
He made his own shot.
Yeah, he could get to any spot on the floor and make it two.
Yeah, he made his own shot. Weird shots like I've never seen before.
Yes.
But also, I mean, he had a tough life coming up. His mother and father took care of him, but his father pushed him against his brother.
It's not unusual though.
His brother was a better basketball player when he was a kid.
Listen, we all had old school fathers, right?
He
dismissed Mike in that Larry was more handy. Larry can fix things, and Mike couldn't. But I couldn't fix things, you know. So you know, Maybe my father knew, like, I was a middle child, too. So, like, I got the heat, too.
I was the oldest.
All right, well, then you probably got your butt kissed.
I got all the crap, yeah.
You got all the crap?
Let me tell you something. Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
My brothers were angels.
Wow. You know? You must have done something bad, bro.
My father was the same kind of guy. Push out in the street if somebody was going to... If you came in the house crying, he'd say, get out there and fight him till you beat him.
Well, that's old school. Now you don't have that anymore.
I was a boxing fanatic. My father was, too, when I was a kid. And, you know, when you came up with these picks, they missed the one guy that you would have absolutely loved. I've seen him fight every fight. Rocky Marciano.
All right, so you're taking Rocky at 35?
I was going to take Jerry Rice and Joe Montana, but people were taken.
So at 35, you're taking Rocky?
Rocky Marciano. There was nobody could fight like that guy. He was an animal, but he was... Oh,
all right, that's another old school selection. You know how many times I heard about the greatness of Rocky Marciano?
Oh, I bet. I was tempted to go into the coming to America. That's their one. That's their one. Yeah, like, here we go.
And Joe D. Ain't nobody can play like Joe D.
I'm surprised he hasn't been picked by somebody from South Philly or something by now.
In the Bronx Tale. He asked his kid. Yeah. Why is Joe DiMaggio great? Because he's Italian? Yeah, all right. Rocky. That's a good selection.
It's a good selection.
It's still not as good as...
There's all right, the boxes.
Who's now? Are you up next?
It's Nat.
Go ahead, Nat.
All right, I'm going to go Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus. Interesting. All right, so Jack Nicklaus, the second golfer, is selected.
That's good value.
That's a big name. That's a big name and good value.
I'm trying to vary from the top.
That's excellent. You know what I mean? He had to come up at some time.
That's my strategy.
Yeah, now he got points taken off because he's a golfer, but Tiger Woods, I think most people will think that he's a greater athlete than Jack Nicklaus.
But there are some people out there, Derek. Now,
they're diehards.
They're diehards that say that Jack is better.
Exactly.
You can vary why, but they say it.
Because that's the debate. Yeah, I was thinking about who the debate against Tiger is, and it's always Jack.
Yeah. But I, you know, even me.
You had to give it
right.
up.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not obviously, Tiger's not one of my favorite dudes, but I think his overall greatness was evident a little more than Jack, even though Jack won more majors. All right, let's go to Ian in Newark. Ian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian.
Hey, Mike, if there's a country called Stiffville, don't you think Joe Klein would be the president?
All of them. Wennington, Klein, all these guys, Purdue, all these Stiffs. Because those guys back then could play in the league.
I was cracking up when you said Steve Colt. I remember Steve Colt in his high socks.
He had the good fro going.
I love the Sixers team. But I thought Pippen looked like a crybaby. He ended up with $100 million.
He was playing on a 7-year deal making peanuts.
But why did he sign that contract?
You saw the reason why he signed the contract. He was coming.
He felt his
need to take care of his family, and at that time, he thought that was good money. But you have to understand, the salary cap in the league changed to a large extent in the middle of his contract. And for him to be 122nd paid in the league, the owner should have come in and said, listen, this is unfair.
Yeah, but at that time, wasn't $18 million a lot of money at that time, though?
It was okay. He wanted the longer-term security of it, and I can see why he would do that, but the right thing to do for the Bulls was not to string him out like that.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Jerry Krause is the one who pushed for Pippen. If you read about that, he was one guy that just wanted Pippen, but he wasn't going to bend on his contract.
No, because he thought he was more important than he really was, Jerry Krause. He got carried away with himself.
Yeah, and you got to give him credit for the Rodman, because if they didn't have Rodman against Karl Malone, Utah would have beaten him, though. Because Rodman,
he made some really interesting acquisitions. You know, he got the right role players around Jordan, and he had a great coach who could figure it out.
Now, Mike, I think I heard you earlier. You would take Wilt over Kareem?
Yes. I think Wilt.
You don't think Kareem scored the most points ever, right?
I know, but I think Wilt was bigger in scope than Kareem. I could be wrong. I don't know. Kareem, to me, was more of a limited player. Like he wasn't a great defender, although he blocked shots. But
did Will have a hook shot like him?
Well, because he didn't really need the hook. He just finger rolled it, like into the basket.
Okay. Now, before I get off, the athlete I got, I mean, he dominated at this era. People don't like him, but O.J. Simpson's got to be on there.
Is that who you're taking?
I'm taking O.J. because look at, he was the most dominant out west in college and NFL.
O.J. Simpson at pick 37. Okay. I mean, I guess you can make the case for that. Can you?
No.
Mm-mm. All right, is it your selection or is it my selection?
It's my selection. You had picked Joe Montana.
I picked Montana. Yeah, so then we went Rocky, yeah. Nicholas, O.J., okay.
Yeah, so it's my pick. I'm going to go hockey, actually.
You're going hockey at 38?
Yep.
All right, here you got
Gordie Howe.
Ooh. Gordie Howe, all-time great. That's a good selection. Solid.
Feel like with value at that point. There's other names still out there, but to me, he's still a...
Okay, that's a solid selection.
An all-timer. I'm trying to get the all-timer.
He's the absolute all-timer.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ryan and Folcroft. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, Mike, Ty, Nat, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ryan?
Good. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that series of Bulls against the Suns back in like 93.
Yeah.
I think Charles should have had his championship that year, but I think it was game six. They were up by like five, and he started poking the line. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I think that was his fatal mistake there.
Yeah.
I think they should have won.
I guess this documentary will get around to that.
Yeah, and I remember watching it. I was rooting for Charles and everything, but I remember him poking him at the end, and it didn't turn out good for him.
Yeah, I got you.
But I have a selection.
Okay.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose at 39, the all-time hit king.
Yep.
Okay, you got
it. Got the championships.
Okay.
Got the all-time hit.
All right. That's a solid selection, Pete Rose at 39. I can't go any further without going, it's my pick, right?
Yep.
I'm going Sugar Ray Robinson because he has been slighted here. And, so I got to get him out of the way. So I'll take the easy route and go Sugar Ray Robinson, pound for pound, probably the best boxer of all time, is what they say. So I'll go there at pick number 40. Good value Sugar Ray at 40, isn't it?
Great value. You can make the argument that he could have been a lottery pick if you go by just the pantheon of the sport.
Yes.
And to get him at 40th.
Yes.
Man, that's a home run.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is a home run. Okay. Let's get to Jerry in Norristown. Jerry, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jerry.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Jerry? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Are you guys still doing the LeBron and Jordan, like, debate or anything?
Yeah, it really wasn't a debate, but you can weigh in on it. Ty is really upset at the Church of Jordan people, and he said that therefore that slights LeBron. But what's your opinion on it?
First things first, I pay respect to both of them and their greatness and impact on in the game of basketball in both of the eras. But I look at it like this: in Jordan's era, how many Hall of Famers do you think it was in there? Like an estimate.
Oh, I have no idea. A lot.
All right. Let's put it like this. How many people didn't get a ring because of him?
Because of Jordan?
In the Bulls. Jordan and the Bulls. You know what I mean? Like, they held back from so many players from getting a damn ring.
Well, what happened in the first 6 years of his career? People got rings then, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, but he was
hurt. Okay. Well, you think? As soon as he came into the league, he prevented people from getting rings. He played 6 years.
Once he hit his mark, there was no turning back.
Hey, in his mark, his second year, he scored 63 against the Celtics.
That's one game.
No, he was a great player. As a rookie, he dominated the league. They didn't win until 6 years in.
Yeah, but once he hit that...
Forget what him is. They created a team around him. That's what won. He was the greatest player of the era. But, he wasn't the greatest player of the era for 6 years? He was.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, once he hit and started winning, he held back from so many other players from getting their rings in that era.
Because the Bulls were savvy enough to be better than everybody.
But still, you still put the respect to that.
But you're not balancing it. The first 6 years, you want to forget. Like, forget. No, they don't count. They don't count. It only counts when he started winning.
I didn't say it didn't count.
Yeah, she's kind of implying it.
Oh my goodness. So I'm not a fighter at all. And Sue, how many people did he held back from getting rings? That's it.
Yeah, well, how many people did LeBron hold back? LeBron went to how many finals in a row?
James Harden.
All right. It's your selection, bro. 41.
All right, give me prime.
Deion Sanders. All right, yeah. So you go Deion Sanders at 41. Good value for Deion at 41. Good. That's a good pick.
That's a good pick.
Is it your selection?
It is Natalie's
selection. Nat.
All right, I was going to do football, but I think I might throw in I'm going to go a pitcher.
Ah, first pitcher.
First starting pitcher. Unless you're going another reliever.
This is indicative of my childhood, but I'm going Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
You can make the argument that he's the best lefty of all time.
And Carlton is you can make that argument, couldn't you?
You could.
Carlton?
That unlike Willie Mays, there's no consensus for pitcher.
Okay.
Right.
Because some people say Nolan Ryan.
Or you could go Sandy Koufax.
I was thinking Koufax, but I wanted to say somebody that I've seen.
Okay. Some people say Greg Maddux. Remember, you had a list recently that had Greg. As far as pitchers, there's just no consensus.
You always ignore and you disrespect the big train. Choo choo! Come on, man. The big train. Walter Big Train Johnson.
No, I'm not doing
he's
that.
Even he could be your cousin.
No, yeah, that would be the wrong kind of cousin. I'm going to run into Walter in heaven. Knock Walter out.
Was Walter a racist?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm saying his family. He had to pay for the sins of his. Please, for him, it would have been like his dad.
Yeah, I was going a little more modern.
You do DNA.com.
Nah, no snitching.
Find out Walter Johnson was in the Johnson family.
Nah, no snitching. Apparently, what they do is it was like a given that they run your DNA and then they also check if you did a crime, but they look for that familial DNA.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll try to say, hey, do you know such and such? Because this person who had a little bit of your DNA might have did a robbery at such and such. And I'm not trying to snitch on somebody, a dry snitch.
I'm just trying to figure out. Interesting, y'all got to see if you're related to Walter Big Train Johnson in some form. That's all I'm interested
in. I get what you're saying, but then somebody calls me. The feds call me and say, hey, you're related to, Ronald Johnson from such and such? Because he robbed the liquor store. Like, what? Come on, man. Like, apparently that's what they do with this DNA stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I'm no dry snitching.
All right. So last night on the right away I got a bad taste in my mouth, Tyrone.
Why?
The first 5 minutes of the freaking documentary, I sit down, I nestle in, I got some white cheddar popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, and I text you. I text you right away. First 5 minutes in.
I don't remember
what bugged me.
I don't remember what it was.
Fathead Wilbon is in the first 5 minutes. I'm going, oh man, this dude's going to be all over this thing.
Wilbon.
The Michael Jordan spokesperson.
Yeah, he is going to be all over all the parts. Him and, I can understand that.
Ahmad Rashad. Mm-hmm.
Google me.
No, but that's, I remember.
Here he goes.
You chiefed
Mr.
him.
Authority.
You chiefed
Mr. Authority,
him.
Wilbon going to be all over this thing.
I remember when you chiefed him. What are you talking about? You chiefed him.
All right, let's go Connor in Florida. Connor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Connor.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Connor?
Not much, man. I just wanted to get talk a little bit about the NFL draft, if I could. Mm-hmm. And obviously get my pick at the end. But real quick, Wilbon, I can't stand, so I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'll get used to it. He's going to appear in your living room many times over these hours of programming.
When it comes to the draft, I heard a lot of stuff today about the San Francisco pick at 13.
Yes, they're interested in trading.
What's that?
They're interested in trading it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And also the 31st pick, too, which kind of interests me a little bit, too. If I'm getting in like my Madden mode, but when it comes to the 13th pick, if we can get up there, I'd be happy. CeeDee Lamb is my guy. Like, that's who I want in this draft. If he is there at 13, I would definitely want them to move up. But when it comes to like the 31st pick,
mm-hmm.
You know, if he's not there, maybe they move back. Yeah. And then I started, you know, like going crazy in my head, like maybe, you know, maybe they can trade the first, second, third, and fourth, and then some picks next year along with like Alshon and Rasul, and maybe get both. I doubt that's happening.
Yeah. Let's wrap up your garbage in like brown paper and shift it.
Exactly. Yeah. Here you go. But yeah, I mean, CeeDee Lamb's my guy. If he's there at 13, I want them to do whatever they can to get up to 13.
Okay.
To get
CeeDee. I got you. I would agree with that. You ready for your pick?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
I'm going in my era as well, and I think a lot of people who are 40 and under will agree with this. I know it's not the most important position, but I have to go with talent and everything that the dude did in the period of time that he did play, and I'm going to have to go with Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. Interesting. Okay. Barry Sanders is the selection. I would have taken another running back, I think, before I got to Barry.
You would have?
Yes.
Because Jim Brown, all right, no, I think that's Barry's second.
That's a good one? Okay.
I think he's actually the third one taken because O.J. was already taken.
That's right, O.J. was taken. I mean, yeah, I got one guy in my head.
I got another football guy,
Is it your pick, Tyron?
It's my pick, and I got a football guy who was mentioned earlier that plays defense and also a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Who I think his legacy, he actually showed up in a documentary yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I'm deciding.
Mm.
I'm going to go Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go, I think
that's
Larry Legend.
That's a pretty good selection.
At 44. Magic, he's 20-some picks behind Magic. Mm-hmm.
That's a good selection. I like it. Solid.
Larry Bird. Can't go wrong with Larry.
All right. Good move there. All right, 610-622-0975. So we're 44 picks in. The second round, Eric Lindros, Joe Montana, Rocky Marciano, Jack Nicklaus, O.J. Simpson, Gordie Howe, Pete Rose, Sugar Ray Robinson, Deion Sanders, Randy Johnson, Barry Sanders, and Larry Bird, a 45th pick, is going to be the callers next on the Mike Misnelli Show after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Well, let's get our final Twitter poll numbers. And that's, of course, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you have a lawnmower or zero turn, small engine tool, and you need some parts, get it up and running again, go to Paul B. Moyer and Sons online parts warehouse. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today. Natalie.
3,600 votes on today's poll. Who is the GOAT? 57% say Michael Jordan, 12% say Tom Brady, 29% say Wayne Gretzky, and 2% say Willie Mays.
All righty. Thank you very much. You know, we got a virtual draft virtual roundtable going on with Anthony Gargano, and you can win one of 30 spots in this, also with Sal. It's all being presented by our great friends at 19 Crimes Wines. Go to 975thefanatic.com right now. Register for a chance to be part of the exclusive virtual draft roundtable. It's going to be held Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Everyone that registers will have a chance to win an away game trip for two to see the Birds play at the Meadowlands or in D.C. this season. That's courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com, the absolute best way to travel with the best fans to see the Birds away games. Ask questions, listen to our experts, and get yourself ready for the draft with our exclusive Fanatics 2020 virtual roundtable draft. It's all being presented by 19 Crimes Wine and 975thefanatic.com. So be a part of that. Let's go back to the phones with Jay in South Jersey. Jay, you're on 975 The Fanatic.
Mikey Miss, good afternoon.
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
Good. I'm well. Tyrone, way to represent with the big R.
Oh, he's got the R on. You got the block R on today. R for rotten.
Yeah, no. I had to take a trip up there last week and clear up my daughter's dorm up in New Brunswick.
Oh, she goes up to Rutgers, huh?
Yeah, she's running track and field up there.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, yeah.
Good luck to her.
Yeah. But anyway, episode 1 and 2, Mike, I think that was just scratching the surface there. Yeah. I'm waiting to hear and see what takes part in the, when they face the Detroit Pistons down the road and what allowed them to get over it.
Well,
from Mike's point of view.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of stuff that I wish we would plunge into a little more that involves Michael Jordan, because for the most part, he has been scot-free and unscathed with things out off the floor. And I know there are things in there. Now, with him having control, we're unfortunately not going to see this. Like, I remember a political campaign that he could have come out and supported a candidate against a racist, and he didn't do that. Like, things like that always bothered me.
Yeah, I remember that also. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're not going to see that, though. He's got total control.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. All right, man, you ready for your draft?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
Pick 45. Larry Bird was picked at 44, so you're next.
I'm going with a pitcher back in the day. My uncle used to watch this pitcher up in Boston. He used to ride up in his 47 Cadillac to see the Boston Braves, the all-time winning left-hander in baseball history, Warren Spahn.
Warren Spahn, huh?
That's right. 363. And Steve Carlton, by the way.
You got Warren Spahn over Steve Carlton, over Sandy Koufax?
Of course.
All right, man. It's your selection. Warren Spahn.
Your pick, Mike.
My pick?
Yep.
Well, he mentioned the Red Sox. My God.
Yeah.
I'm going Teddy Ballgame. I got to go Ted Williams. And Ted might hear. Ted! I know you're in there. I just took you at the 46th pick. I know you're in that cryo chamber.
Yeah, he's in there frozen.
He is.
Yeah, no, also,
I'm on Ted Williams.
Yeah. I do wonder, if we ever do figure out that technology, you could put Teddy's brain and everything on, like, let's say, like a 19-year-old and have him do it all over again. Could he bat 400 in this era? Or would he hit for more power because of the thing? I do wonder, like, since he's actually frozen, we can't bring Wilt back. He's not frozen. Willie Mays.
Yeah. Still, listen.
But we can bring Teddy back. Can we put Teddy Ballgame into a young athlete, but now he's got all of Teddy's stuff. Could he do it again?
I don't know, but here's what I know. My man hit 406.
Yeah.
My man almost had 600 home runs. And my man missed 5 years. In the prime of his career.
No, he's all-time great. I'm just wondering.
The fact that he's 46 is almost a violation.
It is. But seriously, he's the only one we have this option with. Because he's frozen.
Yeah.
Can we bring him back? I bet you he might be able to do something similar again.
I think that's what the family was hoping.
Bring him back.
Well, Ted Jr., remember he was involved in the controversy and all that? What happened ever happened to him? Did he die?
I don't remember. I know the controversy. I don't remember what happened after.
I think Junior died.
Mm. And who else? Oh, Walt Disney. He's frozen somewhere as well.
Is he?
Yeah, but they say he might be for a bad reason that we shouldn't get into.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't like some people, allegedly. But I wonder if he could come back and do new business.
Walt had some racial problems.
Yeah, some religious issues. So, but I wonder if you unfreeze Walt. Yeah. Could he be a big businessman again?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, John Henry Williams died
in
2004.
Yeah.
Wow, was that long ago with the cryo controversy?
I wonder if he's also frozen.
What would be the reason to freeze him?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about that now. Figure out how much it costs.
Him. He didn't hit 406.
No, I don't need him.
All right, let's
Teddy, I want back.
Tom in Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Tom?
Okay, before I talk about picks or anything like that, I want to go right to the draft, and I don't want to fool around. I want to go directly to San Francisco and get that number 13. And I want to definitely pray and hope that either Lamb or Ruggs falls to 13 and we get them.
I think you go, listen, that's a fluid part. I don't know that you just go up and grab 13 because who knows if even 13 will be available. So you got to be ready to pull a trigger like during the draft.
Well, okay, but I'm definitely pulling that trigger.
Yes, and I would do the same.
I'm definitely pulling that trigger. Mm-hmm. I don't want to think about dropping back. I don't want 31. I don't want to wait till 21 because I know if we wait till 21, we're going to get screwed.
Yeah.
So I want to be ready to pull the trigger and at least get one of those two guys. I know Judy won't be there. At least get one of those two guys, and I'll walk away happy with this draft.
I agree with you. I would do the same.
Now, on your selections there, I feel that you really, really disrespected Willie Mays. I can't believe it. One of the best athletes I've ever seen play.
Well, he had selected 15, and I agree with you. But see, we had callers select Mario Lemieux. We had we had Mariano Rivera selected.
Yeah, Ruth's pitcher over Willie Mays. Give me a break.
Yeah. Actually, I would have selected Willie Mays over Babe Ruth, but
I would have taken Willie Mays number one.
Not over Jordan.
I would have taken Willie Mays number one.
Yeah, that would be
But anyway, since I can't take Willie, I'm going to take his godson, Bobby Bonds.
Barry Bonds. Waiting for Barry Bonds to be selected. All right, Barry Bonds. Great value at 47.
Yes, you can make the argument he's the greatest. You can make it.
Yes, you can.
If you don't mind the roids.
Yes.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
And me personally, I don't mind the roids.
Yeah, no, I was wondering.
Me neither. I don't
factored in.
Yeah, he was going to come up sooner or later.
Yeah.
And he comes up at 47.
All right, Nat.
All right, I'm going to go Reggie White.
Reggie White at 48. All right, now I can't argue with that because he, I believe, was the best defensive end, the best at his position all time.
Yep.
So I can't argue with 48.
Yeah, 48 is decent value considering LT went fifth and he goes all the way at 48.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's go John in Downingtown. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike. Great show as always. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Mike, just a quick point. Mike, I just believe that MJ played up against great competition before him, while he was playing, and after. He played against some of the great guys that were great defenders, you know, back in the day. I can't name them right off the top of my head right now, but not only that.
Like Dennis Johnson was a great defender, and he cooked him. What other defenders are we talking about?
Sydney Moncrief.
Sydney Moncrief is pretty good.
You know, these guys obviously weren't on his level athletically.
Yeah.
But not only did he face them, he had to face the double team and triple teams from other guys that were coming on their team to try to beat them by himself. And then, you know, to go against guys like, you know, later on in the years, like Sean Kemp, not only that, but he even faced guys like Penny Hardaway. KG, remember that
you couldn't zone, right? And they had the illegal defense call back then, so there wasn't that much more they could do with Jordan. They couldn't box him or anything like that.
Right, that's understood. Yeah, but I mean, just to take on, you know, guys by himself at the beginning of his career, and then after that when he got help, you know, from Scotty and other guys, you know, where it wasn't so heavy defensively against him by himself, taking on a team by himself. I just feel like, you know, he did face a lot of challenges just trying to, you know, take that team to greatness. But I mean, you know, I give it, you know, to LeBron, you know, and we all have our wars.
Yeah, let me ask you this though. Mm-hmm. If Michael Jordan was playing it with the Sixers and he was Mr. Thing when they drafted him, and 6 years go by, no championships, losing in the playoffs. How would we perceive those first 6 years?
Well, I don't think he would be considered to be as great as people look at him now, to be honest with you.
Well, see, that's the thing. This is what I tell people. You got to take that into account. He's the greatest player ever. But for 6 years, how would we have looked at that?
Yeah,
until they actually put the right pieces around him.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're definitely right about that.
All right.
But feel that he played against the greats, whether it was before his time, during his time, and even after, when he faced guys like that were more athletically gifted, like AI or Grant Hill or, you know, Sean Kemp or, you know, Tim Duncan.
I don't think any of those guys were more athletically gifted than him. He's the most athletically gifted player of all time, except for LeBron. I mean,
AI did put him on his heels.
AI couldn't tie his shoelace athletically. All right, go ahead. Here's your selection is now 49.
All right. Did anybody say Michael Jack Schmidt?
Nobody said Mike Schmidt.
I'm going to go with Mike Schmidt because he played basketball as well, and I feel that he was a great athlete.
Played basketball?
What?
Didn't he play basketball back in college?
No.
No?
No, he didn't play basketball.
College. Or in high school, maybe?
Well, yeah, we all played basketball in high school. No, he was no basketball star. All right, man.
Oh, man.
What?
See?
Like basketball.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that was part of his bag.
No, he was all around athlete, but he wasn't.
I'm looking.
No, he played. I'm sure he played high school. I'm sure he was a three-sport athlete like everybody was back then.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find any stats on him.
Before we go to, it'll probably be my last pick of the day.
This 50th pick.
I'm going to stay local since he went with Mike Schmidt, and I'm going to go with the man who won the long jump in 84, 88, 92, and 96 Olympics.
Yeah.
The only guy to ever do it.
Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
Who also mixed in the 100, the 200, and all of that.
That's pretty.
But the four long jump golds, too. I don't think's ever. I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody's going to meet it, and I know you can't break it because nobody's going to mess around and win a gold in five Olympics.
All right, number 50, Carl Lewis.
That's a good one.
We're coming back. We'll take more of your calls, a couple more selections. Mike Missinelli Show continues.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Last minute's of the show here. Tomorrow, we're not going to finish the second round. But tomorrow, we'll come back right with it as we get closer to the NFL draft, and we'll get more information on whether they ironed out the kinks to actually have this broadcast on Thursday or whether it's going to be a hot mess.
Nat has a little bit of a tidbit real fast.
What you got, Nat?
Yeah, so Diana Rossini tweeted out, I was on the phone with a head coach talking about the mock draft today, and he was losing his mind because his internet went down. Apparently, his young children were all on their iPads using up the bandwidth. Everybody get off the internet, he yelled in a loud dad voice. This is gold.
This is classic.
This is amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be intriguing. All right, let's get back to the phone. Dave in Marlton. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Oh, that's hysterical. All their kids are on the internet. These guys are going to just drop off.
Yeah,
know?
The kids don't understand it. You can say, hey, kids, go outside and play for 7 hours. All right? Without your phone, your computer, nothing. That's great.
So ESPN this weekend, they had the Frazier Ali trilogy.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
I did not.
Oh my gosh. You know, it just
I can't believe I missed it. I would have loved to see this.
I know. It started with him fighting Liston, right? And then it brought the Frazier Ali fight, and it just makes you think what happened to boxing.
Did they give you the sideshows that surrounded it too? Because
no, they didn't. The
sideshows and like the prelims and all that stuff with Ali just classic.
He was just such an entertainer and an athlete. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's so cool. And the Michael Jordan thing. He is controlling it. Like you said, there's stuff that he's not going to let out.
There's no way. There's no way. Any smut is going to get in this thing. Yeah. All right, man. Are you picking?
I am picking.
51st pick of the second round. Go ahead.
I don't want Tyrone to give me the wah, 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 but I'm going to go with Mario Andretti.
A race car driver.
Huh? That's allowed.
All right. Mario Andretti gets selected. Of course, he's a local product.
Yeah,
of Nazareth, PA.
Yeah, he rang the bell with his sons not that long ago.
Yeah, NASCAR guy, all right.
Yeah, he NASCAR, Indy. He's that's yeah, what Indy why car, yeah, he did them all. Yeah, he actually did Formula One too. He's one of the few that did everything.
Yeah, all right, we'll go marry him.
Not predetermined, so allowed.
Yeah, first racing guy in there. Now, is it my selection?
It is your selection.
Well, listen, man. This guy has not been selected yet. There's two guys. One's football, one's baseball. But this guy, I have to go Nolan Ryan at 52. He has not been selected yet.
He has not.
So I'm going to go Nolan Ryan.
It's a good pick.
That's pick number 52. Good value there.
How many decades did that guy pick?
Yes.
It was one of the early guys that actually hit, you know, the upper 90s on the gun.
Yeah, it's well,
before everybody
he
did.
He threw 100 like way back in the day.
Well, I mean, he's like a freak of nature.
Okay, let's go to Mike in North Dakota. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Mikey, Matt, Tyrone, love you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, I've been on a little so long. My 401k went down to a 201k, Mike. But anyway,
sorry,
I'm
man.
Hanging in there.
Oh, good. Well, what else are you going to do in North Dakota?
The Eagles, need to draft a wide receiver or two, but it's deep. And, you know, let's get somebody he can throw to, you know. But, you know, other than that, I do have a selection for your your deal.
All right, who do you have?
Okay, Tyrone. Who was Hitler's worst enemy in 1936?
Are you talking about Jesse Owens?
Yeah.
Come on, people.
The sprinter Jesse Owens, which is an excellent selection by you. I give you a lot of credit. That takes a lot of foresight. Jesse Owens, all-time great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right. Now,
it's Natalie's pick.
At 54, Nat.
All right, I'm going to go baseball. I'm going A-Rod.
Huh. Alex Rodriguez, the lid has been taken off steroids with Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
A-Rod then slides right in there.
Yeah. Premium defensive position.
Uh-huh.
And 600 home runs.
There is a monster football guy has not been picked yet.
Who?
A monster football guy?
I was like scratching.
All right, let's go Jim here. Jim in Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jim.
Great documentary. And I'm looking forward to watching the rest of it. But another documentary I've been catching, Missing Baseball, is by the same name, that Ken Burns documentary called Baseball.
Yeah, that's been out for a long time.
A long time, but it's kind of been repeated on some of the PBS stations right now.
Yeah, I've been watching a little of it, actually.
Yeah, it's long. So having watched that, one of the things I caught on to was some of the Negro Leagues. And one of the players that's mentioned and has been mentioned, obviously, and one of those guys that none of us ever saw, is a catcher named Josh Gibson.
All right. So you're going to select Josh Gibson at 55?
That's what I want to put in there,
That is a great selection, man.
Yeah.
You're looking outside the box, Josh Gibson.
When Barry Bonds did his 756, he brought up, and it's hard to keep statistics, obviously, but he brought up Josh Gibson hitting 800 home runs.
All right, Jim, there you go. So Josh Gibson. So that leaves us with like 9 picks left for the second round.
Yeah.
Josh Gibson, 55, is the slate. You know what? I'll extend this into a third round tomorrow.
Might as well. Yeah.
Extend it to a third round. All right, stay tuned, because Devon Givens is coming your way on 97.5 The Fanatic. Everybody, thanks for participating. This was a fun show. And on NBC Sports Philly, stay tuned for Lunch Talk Live with Mike Tirico, and then NBC Sports Football Flex. More on the draft tomorrow, and our own little draft. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.